Okay, let's go ahead and begin. Please lie on your back. Please lie on your back and take a moment to begin noticing your contact with the floor. You can be lying with your legs long or with your knees bent, whichever is the most comfortable for you for now. And as you lie there, observing your contact with the floor, can you notice how much of your back is in contact with the floor? From your lower back up through your middle back and upper back, your neck. And can you feel your entire spine from your lower spine, middle and upper spine, all the way up through your neck? Notice the weight of your arms, the weight of your legs, and the weight of your head. How much of your shoulders are lying on the floor? How's your pelvis lying on the floor? If you were to draw a line exactly down the middle of yourself and compare your right side to your left side, what would you notice? For example, are the two sides of you lying equally on the floor? Or not so much? Does one side of you feel like it's pressed into the floor more than the other? Does one side feel lifted up? Does one side feel bigger? Does one side feel smaller? One side feel closer to you somehow, like it's more clear in your mind's eye? Does the other part feel, the other side feel fuzzier? Nothing's right or wrong here. You're just noticing what you notice. Great. Now please turn to lie on your left side. Please roll over and lie on your left side. You're going to want to have your legs bent somewhat in front of you. So let's say, you know, your upper legs at about a 90-degree angle to the rest of your body to give yourself some support. And you want to be able to use the least amount of muscular effort to lie on your side. And you can lean your head on your left arm or on a folded towel or a pad if you have one. Whatever you can do to make it comfortable for you to lie there for a while. Great. Now please take your right hand over the top of your head. Your right hand over the top of your head so that you can hold the left side of your head near the side of the face, near the ear. So not behind the head, but over the top of the head. And now with the help of your right arm, lift your head a tiny amount upwards, away from the floor, away from your arm or your pad, whatever it is there, and then bring it back down. So with the help of your right arm, lift your head a tiny amount upwards, away from the floor, and bring it back down. Do you have that? And by the way, if for some reason having your arm up over your head is difficult, you could hold your head from the top of your head and not the side of your face. But it's best if you can have your arm around the side of your, over your head, around the side of your face. But as always, it's your comfort that's important here. So you're lifting your head a bit off your arm or off the towel, and then you're putting it back down. And of course, since we're doing Feldenkrais here and not exercise, you're also feeling what's happening in the rest of yourself. Feel what happens in your chest and ribs and spine as you gently lift and lower your head. Is your pelvis moving? Are your hips moving? In particular, what do you feel in your right hip? And what is happening to your contact with the floor? So you're on your side, but how does the movement flow through your body on the side of you that is in contact with the floor? Now put your head back down, rest for a moment on your side. Just rest for a moment on your side. And you're going to want to put your hand on the floor in front of you somewhere where it rests comfortably, where it can rest comfortably. It doesn't really matter where. Just have a comfortable position for your right hand and arm on the floor. And now what I'd like you to do is begin to do a movement of lifting your right foot a little bit away from the left foot and then bring it back down. Lift your right foot a little bit away from the left foot and then bring it back down. Now you're only lifting the foot, you're not lifting the leg, you're not lifting the knee, you're just lifting the foot. So you lift the foot, but your knees stay attached there, the knees stay touching. And feel what happens in your right leg and right hip joint as you lift and lower the right foot. And what happens there in your lower back and in your spine. Very nice. So can you feel that your right hip kind of comes up and forward as the foot is lifted, if that's what's happening for you? And the right hip comes back to the middle when your right foot comes back to rest on the left foot, and then you stop. Okay, that's nice. So go ahead and please stop that. Roll over onto your back and rest. Notice if you can feel any differences between your right side and your left side. You could draw that imaginary line down the middle of yourself and compare right and left globally and specifically. Just take your attention throughout your body, going between the right side and the left side and noticing what you notice, feel what you feel. And sometimes the answer is, well, I don't feel that much, and that's fine too. Different sessions have different effects on us at different times. Now please turn to lie on your other side. So now you're going to lie on your right side. Please roll over onto your right side, and again, bend your legs a bit to give you support. You want to be able to lie on your right side without having to use any muscular effort or attention to stay there. You want gravity to do most of the work. You are leaning your head on your right arm or that pillow or pad or a folded towel or whatever you have there. And now take your left hand, bring it over the top of your head and hold the right side of your head. Your left hand over the top of your head and hold the right side of your head. Unless for some reason that's painful, you could always just hold the top of your head, but it's best to have your hand over your head, touching the right side of your head. And you're going to begin to lift your head a little bit away from the floor, your arm or that pad, and then you bring it back down. Very nice. Relax, breathe, relax the tongue in your mouth, relax your jaw. Feel what happens. You lift the head up. There are some movements in your chest, your ribs, your spine. And ask yourself, what can you do to make this movement easier and simpler? Or you don't even need to ask yourself. Just, well, what can you do to make this movement easier and simpler? Can you find a way to use just the amount of muscular effort that you need to do the movement and no more? And the next time you come down, can you stop for just a moment and wait until you breathe out? And as you breathe out, lift the head. That's nice. And notice what happens as you breathe out and lift the head and come back down. Generally speaking, when you breathe out, you are giving more room for the ribs and your spine and other parts of your body to move. And it should be make you more flexible and make the movement easier. Generally, that's what happens, although it's not that way for everybody all the time. All right, and please stop. Please stop. Put your left arm in front of you, comfortably on the floor, somewhere where your arm can remain at rest. And just take a moment to notice your contact with the floor on this side. And now begin to lift your left foot away from the right foot, keeping your knees touching, and then bring it back down. Lift your left foot away from the right foot, keeping your knees touching, and then lower your foot again. Very nice. Find a nice, soft, gentle way to do that movement while keeping your attention on the rest of yourself. Feel how your pelvis tends to kind of come a bit forward as the foot is lifted, and notice where you can feel the movement in your spine, your back, your rib cage. Can you do the movement and feel your entire body? Can you feel the force of that gentle movement through your entire body? Do you feel a movement hover so slight in your head, in your neck, in your shoulders? That's nice. And please stop. Please stop and go ahead and roll over and rest on your back. Roll over and rest on your back, noticing any difference between the right and left side of yourself. We did some movements on the right side, and then we did some movements on the left side. Notice the effects of those movements. When I say, you know, we did some movements on the right side and we did some movements on the left side, that's just a way of talking about it, because we're an interconnected whole. And Moshe was a pretty tricky guy sometimes. He could have you consciously focusing on some movements of your right side or your left side, and he was really going for some movements in another part of your body that you weren't consciously focusing on. And you can't move the right side without having something happening in the left side. You can't move the left side without having something in the right. And of course, left and right are concepts, really. They're ideas. They're not really part of our body. It's just a way of talking about things, a way of getting to experience. All right, now turn on to your left side again. On to your left side. Have your legs bent at 90 degrees, more or less, for support, as long as it's comfortable. It could be 80 degrees. You could have your legs down or further up, just whatever is comfortable. And now gently lift your right foot away from the left foot and then bring it back down. So you're on your left side, and now you're gently bringing your right foot away from your left foot, and then you're bringing it back down, only going a comfortable amount. That's nice. And the next time your foot comes down, stop, and only lift your right heel a little bit away from the left heel. That's nice. So you lift your right heel, that's the back of your foot, the back of your right foot a little bit away from the left foot, and then bringing it back down. It's a tiny movement and it has some interesting effects. So you lift the right heel and bring it back down. And even though I'm having you do a very, very specific movement, right, you can take your attention down there to your heels, you know, coming away from each other. You can still breathe and you can still feel your pelvis and your legs and your spine and your head. So do this movement, take your attention down there, but also have a little bit of attention to feel your entire body. That's nice. Now, please stop that. Keep the heels together, keep the heels touching, and lift only the front part of your right foot. Now you're keeping the heels in contact with each other, and you're lifting the front of your right foot, and then you're bringing it back down. Try not to do anything with the toes. Don't have any intentionality in the toes. Just lift the front of the right foot and bring it back down. You can think of it like your feet are a pair of scissors or a Pac-Man or something. You remember Pac-Man from back in the 70s? So, and you open and close the scissors. So you lift the front of your right foot and then bring it back down. Feel what that does in your ankle, your leg. It's like the big toe of your right foot goes away and then it comes back down. But you're not actually moving the toe, you're just moving the foot. Very nice. And again, stop that. Have the feet touching. And now alternate, please. So lift the heel of your right foot and then bring it back down. And then lift the ball of the foot, the front of the foot, and bring it back down. And just rotate. Just find a very gentle way to lift one side of the foot and then the other. And feel how that movement travels up through your knee, your leg, your hip joint. Very nice. Very, very, very nice. Now stop that and close your eyes if they're not already. And can you do the movement only in your imagination? Can you lift one side of the foot and then the other in the imagination? And can you still feel the movement traveling through your entire body and mind? Can you feel it in your knees, your hip joint, your spine? All right, now stop that. And now once again, lift your foot. Only your right foot away from the left foot towards the ceiling and then come back down. And notice, is it easier now to lift the right foot? Is something different about it? Good. And now stop that. Stop that. Rest on your side. Leave your 2 feet touching, your legs touching. Take a complete rest on your side. And put your right hand over the top of your head. Your right hand over the top of your head so you're touching the left side of your face. And now raise your head with your right hand and bring it back down. Good. And now raise your head again with your right hand. And at the same time, lift your right foot, only your foot, towards the ceiling. Very nice. So you lift your head and foot at the same time and you bring them back down at the same time. Very nice. And as you do that, feel what happens in your body and spine. There's some very unique movements going on there. Do you still feel yourself? It's almost like you're getting shorter on the right side, as if like the hip and the shoulder are coming together. There's some interesting bending going on there. So you lift your head up with the help of your right arm, and then you lift your right foot at the same time, and go ahead and bring them back down at the same time. The next time you do this, you could stop for a moment and then wait till you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, do the movement. Very nice. And please stop. Please stop. And now would be a good time to roll over and rest on your back. Lie on your back. Compare the right side and the left side of you. The right side and the left side of yourself and your evolving contact with the floor. All right, now please turn over onto your right side. Please turn to lie on your right side with the legs bent in front of you at about a 90-degree angle or whatever's comfortable for you. Your head leaning on your right arm or a pad or a towel. And a few times lift your left foot away from the right foot, keeping your knees touching, and bring the left foot back down. And just notice, where is it easy to lift the left foot? How easily can you lift your left foot? Lifting it only as high as is completely comfortable. You could breathe out as you lift your left foot once and see if that makes the movement easier by relaxing your ribs and spine and having more space, more flexibility for movement. And now stop. Leave your left foot lying on your right foot and lift your left heel, only your left heel away from the right heel, and then bring it back down. You're separating the heels of the feet by lifting the left heel, that's the left back of the foot, away from the right heel, and then bring it back down. The front of your 2 feet stay in contact as you lift your left heel away from the right heel and then bring it back down. And notice what's happening in your leg, your hip joint, your spine. Get a sense of how that tiny movement travels through your entire body. That's nice. Breathe. And now stop that. Stop that and separate the front of your 2 feet as the heels stay touching. So you lift the ball of your foot away from the other foot. The ball of your left foot comes away from the right foot, then you bring it back down. And then feel this movement has a different effect on the rest of your body. The ball of your foot goes up, your leg sort of tilts back, maybe your pelvis goes back a little bit. That's nice. And then now you can alternate between lifting the heel and lifting the front of the foot. Lifting the heel and the ball. Lifting the front of the foot, lifting the back of the foot. Alternate and then notice what that does to your experience, to your body. You feel it's almost like you're making a gentle rolling movement. Like you could roll to the front and then roll to the back, or at least make the beginning of that movement. It's like just notice that that tiny rolling. That's good. Now stop that. Stop. Rest for a moment. And now just slowly lift your left foot away from your right foot and bring it back down. And notice what that's like. Did you notice that it's easier on one side as compared to the other? Does it feel that it's easier, say, to lift the right foot or lift the foot on this side as opposed to the other? And go ahead and stop. You know, very often, perhaps most often, we have differences in muscle tone and muscle activation on one side as opposed to the other, and this creates differences in how we move, how we sense ourselves. It's not necessary to change them. It's just necessary to notice them. Maybe not even necessary to notice them. It could be useful to notice them. And sometimes the changes just even out on their own. And once again, put your left hand over the top of your head, holding the right side of your head if that's comfortable. Not comfortable, you can simply hold the top of your head. And with the help of your left hand, lift your head up. You're bending sideways, right? And you lift your head up at the same time that you lift the left foot up. And then you bring them both down. That's nice. Stop each time. Then bring it up again and feel that movement. There's like a bending in your spine. There's a bending in your ribs. The left elbow and left hip come towards each other. And come back down. Breathe as you do this. Very good. Now stop and rest on your back, please. Stop and rest on your back, please. And on your back, notice your breathing. Feel your contact with the floor. If you wanted to, you could draw that imaginary line down the middle of yourself and feel the right and left side of you and any changes. And turn on to your left side, please. And turn on to your left side, please. Bend your legs in front of you and lean your hand on your left arm or on your pad. And this time, keeping your feet together, right? Lift your right knee a tiny bit away from the left knee and then bring it back down. Very nice. Lift your right knee a tiny bit away from the left knee and then bring it back down. Your feet are still together. That's nice. And what could you do to make the movement bigger and easier? What could you do to make this an easier movement? One thing you could think of is that you could think about rolling your pelvis as if you were going to roll your pelvis and body a little backwards in the direction of lying on your back. And then lift your right knee as you do that or think about that, and that might make it a little bit easier. Right? Makes it more of a full body movement. Now, don't actually roll onto your back. Just think about the idea. And then come back to neutral. You've probably already done that, and you've probably rested for just a moment, and you've done the movement again, I hope. The right foot on the left foot, and you lift the right knee easily by having the intention, just the intention of rolling a bit towards the floor behind you. And stop that. Stop that, and now lift the right foot away from the left foot. Just lift the right foot away from the left foot and keep the knees touching. And notice if this is easier somehow. And does the lifting of your foot tend to bring the pelvis and body a little bit forward? Do you notice that? Good. And now let's go back and forth. So lift the knee and lower it, and then lift the foot and lower it. That's nice. And you're creating sort of a gentle rocking movement. Your body kind of moves forward in one direction and goes back in the other direction. Very nice. And as you do that, feel what happens in your spine, your shoulders, your neck, your head, your contact with the floor on the side. Very good. And please stop. And please rest on your back. Take a full rest on your back, noticing any differences now between the right and left side of you. And now please turn on to your right side. Please turn on to your right side. Lie with your legs bent in front of you to give you some support. Lean your hand on your right arm or your pad or towel, whatever you have there. Whatever you have to make yourself comfortable. And keeping your feet together, lift your left knee away from the right knee and then bring it back down. Lift your left knee away from the right knee and then bring it back down. And have that intention of rolling a bit backwards to make it easier as you lift the left knee away from the right knee. And feel how that movement travels through your entire body, how the pelvis moves backwards. And see how you can make the movement smoother and easier and gentler. All right. And stop that. And I tell you what, can you try to lift your left knee without allowing your pelvis to move? Can you lift your left knee without allowing your pelvis to move? Or having it move much less? Is that very different? Okay, and then let that go and then make the original movement. Make that coordinated movement of lifting the knee and rolling it a bit backwards. That's good. Now come back to the middle. Rest a moment. Notice your contact with the floor on your side. And lift your left foot away from the right foot gently and then lower the left foot back down. Lift your left foot away from the right foot gently and then lower the left foot back down. And as you do that, notice how the pelvis kind of moves forward. You kind of tilt forward a little bit. And then come back down and then lift your left knee away from the right knee. And now very slowly alternate. Lifting the knee and then lifting the foot. Lifting the foot and then lifting the knee. Make it easier and simpler each time that you do that. Letting the movement flow throughout your entire body and breathing. Very nice. Very well done. Now, please stop. Rest on your side for a moment. And again, bring your left hand over the top of your head. Take a hold of the right side of your head, near the temple or the ear, if that's comfortable for you. And with the help of your arm, lift your head. And then lower your head again gently. And notice, how is it to lift your head now? Is it easier than it was in the beginning of the lesson? Now you can add the movement of lifting your left foot, keeping the knees together. And you can do that at the same time that you lift your head. Very nice. And then bring them back down. Try once breathing out as you lift them. Or you could try breathing in as you lift them and then breathing out as you lower them. Just do whatever you can do or want to do to make finer and finer distinctions about your body and your mind and your intention and how you move. And notice just in general, is the movement easier now? Is it simpler? All right. And rest on your back, please. Roll over and rest on your back. And one last time for this session, please turn to your left side, roll over onto your left side with your legs bent in front of you. Your head on your left arm or some other support. Put your right hand over the top of your head and hold the left side of your head with your right hand. Lift your head up and away from you with the help of your right arm. Feeling, sensing, noticing where there's bending in your ribs. Feeling, sensing, noticing where there's bending in your spine. This is the first movement we did in the very beginning of the session. And how is it now compared to the beginning of the session? Is it easier? Is it smoother? And now add that movement of lifting your right foot. Lift your right foot towards the ceiling a bit every time you lift your head. That's nice. Feel your ability to fold sideways, to bend sideways. Feel the movement in your ribs. That's nice. And one last time for this session, rest on your back. Rest on your back and notice your contact with the floor. What are the areas of you that are touching the floor now that weren't in contact with the floor in the beginning? Can you feel changes in your breathing? And whenever you're ready, get up very slowly and take some time to observe changes in your posture and in your movement and in your contact with the floor and standing. And in particular, try to see if there's any part of your movement and standing and your walking around and standing that is somehow related to what you did on the floor. You can have that as an intention. Noticing yourself, noticing your movement and any changes in your movement and what they or how they might be related to the movements that you just did in this session. Enjoy.